Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 8th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is crepuscular, spelled C-R-E-P-U-S-C-U-L-A-R. Crepuscular is an adjective. It means of relating to or resembling twilight. It's also used in zoological contexts to describe creatures that are active during twilight or to the activities of such creatures. Here's the word used in the Star Tribune of Minneapolis by Jim Williams. Cardinals, a crepuscular species, follow their own schedule, eating an early breakfast and a stylishly late dinner. They will break that schedule on very cold days. The early Romans had two words for the twilight. Crepusculum was favored by Roman writers for the half-light of evening, just after the sun sets. Diluculum was reserved for morning twilight, just before the sun rises. It is related to the word lucidus, meaning bright. We didn't embrace either of these Latin nouns as substitutes for our word twilight, but we did form the adjective crepuscular in the 17th century, the word's zoological sense relating to animals that are most active at twilight, developed in the 19th century. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.